up, everybody? Thank you all for joining me on the latest Mortcast, part of the CSG Network. I'm, of course, your host, Jeff Morton. Okay, this one is going to be Jeff is Perturbed episode. This comes after the Denver Nuggets lost to the Atlanta Hawks in Atlanta, a place where they always lose. And more about the way they approached the game, the way they handled the game, and everything. There was just a lot to be not happy with with this game. And I just go to the people who cover this team and do daily podcasts for a more in-depth feel. I'm not going to get into that. I don't do that anymore. Where I do is I cover big picture things, and this is going to be, this game reflected a very big picture thing that we need to talk about. It wasn't embarrassing, but it was emblematic of something that has been going on for years and years. In the first half, I'm going to talk about the superstar on this team, and the second half, I'm going to talk about the coach for two completely different reasons, but we'll get into that. First of all, the Nuggets came out and were down 13-2, and really that set the tone for the game. And this is where I'm at. This has been too consistent over too many years for this not to be a thing. And where I'm frustrated is the fact that this seems to be something that emanates from Nikola Jokic. The kind of the blasé approach to things seems to emanate from him. It's too consistent, and it has been this way for most of Jokic's tenure, aside from maybe the 18-19 season where the Nuggets really, when they won 54 games, there was a different kind of mindset, and they didn't tend to have these huge letdown games like this against teams that they should beat. Last night, right before the game, we learned that Trae Young would not be playing, and I immediately knew the Nuggets would let down, and they did. And there was no urgency in the starting unit, and aside from the third quarter, just didn't seem like they were interested. And it seemed to follow Jokic, because he in the third quarter was like finally decided to start playing a little and not foul and do all that stuff. It was just frustrating, because I think, you know, of all the I'm not going to be a person here that is going to get on Jokic and in a sense that he is got these all these faults and he is, you know, not deserving of a back-to-back MVP. I'm not going to do that, because quite frankly that would be stupid, and I would never do that. I will say that there is two fundamental issues that I've always had with Nikola Jokic, that this team, and some of it is not him not understanding the ecology of an NBA roster specifically, still after all these years. Some of this has to do with Jokic and his weird kind of, it's not even nonchalance, it's like he's annoyed with having to be playing basketball. And obviously some of this has to do with all the work that he had to put in just to get the Nuggets to the playoffs the previous 2 years, okay? But on the flip side of that, it is almost like, and it's very weird, it is like he is just resenting the fact that he has to play basketball. And it is, and some of this has to do with his expanding family. You know, maybe that's it, new father stuff. Or maybe it's just the fact that he's got this, I don't understand the kind of the annoyance that he has with having to deal with playing basketball right now. He has, his attitude this year has been bizarre. He is almost constantly annoyed, and it is really off-putting, and it kind of has reflected in his kind of blasé play. I mean, this tells you how good he is. He's in the MVP conversation, and he's basically kind of the physical embodiment of a shrug right now. And some of that is just a reflection of Jokic, his personality and the way he approaches the game. And it's frustrating. It's the frustrating aspect of this is he should know by now that his attitude reflects on filters down to the rest of the team. There have been two of these really of the three really awful losses that the Nuggets have had this year. He's been playing, and against bad teams. And Atlanta's not a bad team; they're a mediocre team, and they didn't have their best player. And it was just so predictable that they would lose. The other problem the Nuggets have really kind of not been able to really solve is Jokic is not a rim protector. And they have tried to do different sorts of defenses to make up for that. They played way too much drop coverage yesterday. I mean, everyone could see it. And when you play drop, it puts a lot of stress on your guards with Jokic, who and some wing players to quote cover. If you're playing drop, you're wanting Jokic to just be in position. You're not looking for him to do either weak side blocks, or you're not trying to get him to be the classic rim protector. You're looking for him to be in position. He is not exactly fleet of foot in these occasions, and he, you know, will get steals and stuff like that, but he's not going to protect the rim. And what ends up happening is it puts a lot of stress on your perimeter defense to compensate for that. So your wings and specifically your guards to prevent penetration. And when you play as far a drop like that, sometimes you can get lobs over you. Clint Capella seems to have that over Jokic. And these things kind of like have been consistent. So the Nuggets really need to be doing a lot more hedging aggressive hedging and covering for on the backside if Jokic is aggressively hedging out front. The problem with that is passes have been getting behind the defense like that. And what they've been doing is, and what Jokic specifically has been doing, is the old kickball. I think there was like four kickballs in the first half. Like DeJounte Murray was trying to get these passes in between the defenders, and Jokic would kick the leg out. That's what Kenyon Martin used to do. It was the old kickball thing. You can get as many kickballs as you want. You're not going to get an extra penalty. It won't result in a free throw. It'll just be, you know, possession, 14 seconds on the clock. What we have seen here is that it's hard for the Nuggets to compensate for a center that, if you're playing drop, you need to have a rim protecting center. You really do. You need to have a center that's able to cover in space. If you hedge out too much, you need to have, if your coverage is playing and having a Jokic specifically aggressively hedge in a pick and roll, then what you're trying to do is to have everyone else stress to the back, and they haven't been able to do that. Jokic is a problem as far as building a defense around. This is going to be true just in general because of all the spacing that is built in the league. And Jokic, I don't think, enjoys playing aggressively hedging. I don't think that is something he likes doing. But at the same time, they change up the coverages and he gets lobs on his head all the time. And it is frustrating, I know, for him, and it's frustrating to build a defense around that. And Jokic will never be a rim protecting center. You know, he compensates in other ways, and what you're looking for him to do is to be in position. And it really stresses on your guards, and I will get to that in the second half of this podcast and talking about the Nuggets' approach here and what the coach has been saying, which I'm done with. I'm just absolutely done with. But they've tried different approaches. But the biggest issue that Jokic has had is that his attitude has just been shitty this year. I'll be honest with you. He's just had a shitty attitude. And it's just filtered in. I mean, there are only 22 games into the season, but this is something to watch. And I don't think this team, and someone asked me this question earlier today, they don't think this team can afford, specifically even Jokic, due to just various stresses that you've had on this team going through the year, is that you cannot afford to have a lackadaisical approach, because quite frankly, if you're going to build a defense and have it on a string, you're going to need to be tense all the time. you know, my view of defense is that you need to be good in moments. And the thing with the Nuggets is they haven't even been good in moments. This has been bad, and it's been, and then I've noticed it from last night and going back further, is that Jokic, it all kind of depends on how engaged he is. And last night he wasn't engaged other than the third quarter. He just wasn't. And I'm sorry, Nikola, but that you have to be engaged in order for this team to respond to you. It always takes everything from the top. We need to stop blaming Michael Malone for the way this team is sometimes doesn't come out as aggressively as they should. That is emanating directly from Nikola Jokic, and it is frustrating. And I'm going to get shit for this. I know I'm going to get shit for this. And I look, whatever. Like, you're not going to hurt me. But there's this feeling that Jokic can't be touched as far as this goes. And it's been proven over and over and over again that when Jokic is blah, the team is. And he's got to be aware of this. And I don't know if it's a nexus between whether he's aware, like not quote unquote aware of this, or if he is just doesn't care. But it's something to watch, because this team's 14-8, and they're second in the West. Man, it's weird to kind of be critical of this, but this team has had some awful, awful losses this year. Inexcusable losses this year. Losses that you know, I like, look, I'm not the, and I'll talk about this in the second, you know, half of the podcast, you know, I'm not, obviously not Malone's biggest fan, but I have sympathy for him here. I mean, when your best player is Mr. Nonchalant. And this year he's been Mr. Pissy. I mean, you Nikola needs to know this, and I just don't get it. I just don't get why he is like this year. You know, yes, he's earned the right to have leeway because he's the 2-time MVP. Hasn't he earned the right to take it easy with a team that has proved exactly nothing in the playoffs? It's one thing for Shaquille O'Neal to take a whole regular season off when he was 3-time finals MVP. It's quite another to have, and win 3 titles. It's quite another to have this thing where this team hasn't really proved anything in the playoffs, and you're just trying to get there to get to where you are a championship team. It sucks to be have the head that wears the crown, and maybe Jokic doesn't like that sort of thing. But from my perception, his nonchalance is rubbing off, and he needs to step it up. And if he doesn't step it up, this team's not going anywhere, folks. And I'm talking about in the attitude department. If he is unwilling to step it up as far as having an approach that galvanizes the team from the jump, then it's just not going to work. I understand getting other people involved. I understand all of that stuff. But you have to do it to where you yourself are engaged, because all of those players are looking at Nikola Jokic. And when he comes out and he's just kind of shrugging his shoulders and not fully participating and just being kind of mopey, the team's going to be mopey, and they're going to start off really poorly. And that's just, it sucks. And this team needs to be better than that. And Nikola Jokic needs to understand that his personality affects everything on this team. And he needs to improve that. All right, on the second half of this podcast, we're going to be talking about the coach. And specifically, how I am done hearing him talk about defense. But first, I'm going to talk to you about Blanchard Family Wines, located between 18th and 19th and Blake and Moisey, in beautiful lower downtown Denver, Colorado, just a couple blocks away from Coors Field, right in the middle of the dairy block. They're always online at bfwdenver.com. Go to bfwdenver.com, pick up all they've got to offer there. They've got even more stock available. It's great for Christmas, so do it now. If you want a delivery, shipment, anything like that, get it now. So they will ship it to you and get you some nice bottles of wine. You can also go to Blanchard Family Wines and get some of the more selection, because they've got partnerships with Western Slope Wineries. They got everything you need from whites to reds to blends to rosés, anything that you need, and they're all really good. The 2018 Cabernet is my personal favorite right now, but they also have a Blake Street blend, which is also very good. And they also got a some Zin and everything you need for a great wine selection. And they also do catering and they do events. So contact them on bfwdenver.com and they will be able to help you with your big party, Christmas party, or whatever you need. Once again, they're located between 18th and 19th and Blake and Wazee in beautiful lower downtown Denver, Colorado, just a couple of blocks away from Coors Field, right in the middle of the Dairy Block. They're always online at bfwdenver.com. They're on Facebook and Instagram under Blanchard Family Wines. When you go in or you talk to them, tell them Jeff Morton from CSU Podcast sent you. I don't want to hear Michael Malone talk about defense ever again. I just don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear him rail on the team when they have a 20-point victory over a bad team. I don't want to hear how about the team has disappointed you. I don't want to hear about a player texting you to apologize for something. I don't want to hear any of that. Because at this point, 8 years in, it's becoming self-serving. And people don't need to, you know, the greater public doesn't need to hear how you're disappointed in the lack of defense. It's been 8 years. There has not been a single great defensive team here in Denver. Don't talk about it anymore. We do not need to hear this. Michael Malone needs to just concentrate on things he can control, because at this point, it's becoming very clear the more he rails, the less it means. And quite frankly, it comes across as self-serving. And it's just, we don't need to hear it anymore. Win the games. And I don't care how you win the games. You know, win it by offense. Win it by, grinding a team down defensively. I don't care. Just win the games. And that should be the goal. I have been and covered a lot of coaches here in Denver. And each of them have approached things a little differently. Okay? George Karl, by the time I was covering him, was more of a CEO. Wasn't quite as hands-on, but he was still the charismatic George Karl that we always knew. Brian Shaw was a little more befuddled. I liked Brian Shaw personally. He was let down by his assistants, but he approached things more similar to Michael Malone in that he had his things that he would constantly bring up in post-game scrums, but it got to the point where it started getting ridiculous. I mean, he was just talking about stuff that just didn't matter. Michael Malone has always had his things from the beginning. And one of those things is defense. And he's very aware, and I think we all know this, that of his reputation as of being a defensive coach. It's to the point now where it's bordering on asinine to constantly bring this up. And some of this is on the media constantly talking about defense and all this stuff. To be honest with you, in 2022-2023 season, people should really stop harping on this shit. Because it doesn't matter. We all know exactly why the Nuggets have issues. Michael Porter Jr. has not been in a single game for the last 5 games, and this defense still sucks. So obviously, MPJ is not the problem. This team is got struggles because they don't have, quote-unquote, a rim protector. They don't have and their base is a little different. They have to approach it differently. Right now, it doesn't matter because you're looking to be a championship team. Things will develop through the year. I am getting sick and had it up to my eyeballs, basically, of looking at every post-game presser that he does and him talking about defense and they should be better at defense. They need commitment for defense, blah, 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 blah. Whether it be win, whether it be loss, I don't want to hear it anymore. It has been 8 years. And I've got to the point now where it just doesn't help him or anything. It doesn't help him. He needs to just not talk about it anymore. That some things will take care of themselves. Some things will not, right? But when you get up there and you constantly talk about it, as if you're not part of the ecosystem of the team, it just starts becoming ridiculous and self-serving. It doesn't benefit you. Maybe the perception is it would benefit you. I don't know. I'm not in Michael Malone's head, but it doesn't matter anymore. He needs to stop talking about it because it's been 8 years. 8 years of the same thing. And quite frankly, he just needs to win games. You have championship expectations. Just win the damn games. That's it. Putting the starters in when the team was up 20 points against Houston was not a good look. It wasn't a good look. And you need to move on from doing stuff like that, because that's the crap you do when you have a developing team. And that's exactly what Malone did back in 2015 and 2016 and 2017, right? That's what he did. He would get upset. There was a game against Toronto. The Nuggets were up 26, and the lead got down to 20. I think it was like 22, and he put the starters back in. He took a rage timeout. You don't do that anymore. This is a veteran team full of veteran players, and then going out after and telling people to be grown men and all that stuff. It's all performative. None of that matters. And part two of this is, stop talking about defense, because there is just a consistency to this, and it doesn't matter, because it just doesn't make you look any better than the team at that point. You just need to stop talking about it and just win games. Go out there and win games. It doesn't matter if you win 150 to 145 or 100 to 95. It does not matter. Win the games. Because the more you win the games, the more you have home court advantage, and the more you can develop through the year, and you can get that personal identity. But talking about it does absolutely nothing. And I think most people who are listening to this are getting to the point where they just kind of shrug their shoulders and go, well, here he is talking about defense again. You just need to win games. You are a team that with championship expectations, and hopefully you can develop through the year, but getting out there doing, taking rage timeouts, doing performative hijinks, and all this stuff, none of it benefits you. None of it benefits the team. Just win. That's it. 100%. All you need to do is win. And none of this will matter. All right. Thank you all for joining me in the latest Mortcast. I will be back, I think, Monday or Tuesday with another episode. Goodbye.